from the high desert and the great American Southwest. I bid you all good, well, evening, morning, afternoon, whatever the time may be and whatever time zone you reside in, because we cover all of them one way or the other with this program, Coast to Coast AM. The weekend version begins. Well, I don't know how many of you have seen it yet. Obviously quite a few, because I've been sent, oh, I don't know, about 1,000 links to it. The Drudge Report. And as a result of the Drudge Report headline, it is right at the very top of the Drudge Report. We're going to have this hour, in a moment, my co-author, or I'm his co-author, whatever, of the coming global superstorm, now, of course, spawning a movie based in part on the coming global superstorm called The Day After Tomorrow. And right at the top of the Drudge Report, it says, along with a picture of a city under siege by tornadoes, coming superstorm. Fox climate change movie irks Bush administration. Ice Age outrage. Saturday, April 24th, 2004. 10:05:27. Federal agency employees not to comment publicly on Fox's new summer fuss film, The Day After Tomorrow, a $125 million disaster movie on global warming. The flick, which depicts how accumulating smokestack and tailpipe gases set off an instant ice age, is set to open May 28th. Few climate experts think such prospect is likely. The New York Times is, however, planning to report on Sunday, according to newsroom sources at the Drudge Report, but the prospect that moviegoers might be alarmed or will be alarmed enough to blame the Bush administration for inattention to climate change has stirred alarm at the space agency. Now get this, quote, no one from NASA is to do interviews or to otherwise comment on anything having to do with the film, said an April 1st message to employees. Developing. That's what Matt usually adds at the bottom of any story about this sort of thing. Developing. Well, it's developing all right. I have a lot of comments on this. I suspect Whitley does as well. And so, you know, a million people have sent me links. So now I'm in trouble with George Bush. Well, great. Actually, I kind of like George Bush, minus a couple of things. As far as inattention to climate change is concerned, yes, I do have a big concern with that, a really big one. Whether it's accumulating smokestack or tailpipe stuff, I have no idea. This may be an absolute cyclical change and have nothing to do with anything man does, or it may. As I have always preached, I really don't know. I really don't know. What I do know is that it appears to be happening, and it appears to be underway right now. So the book and the movie are both rather timely. In a moment, Whitley Strieber, stay right there.